Hey there, I'm Allison Nitsch, and this is Podcast First Marketing. Are you showing up? You're posting, you're doing everything these quote-unquote experts say to do, but the clients still aren't coming? What if the problem isn't anything that you're doing on Instagram? It's not your hooks, it's not the amount of time you post, but it's actually your content strategy. Let's talk about why I am so passionate about starting with your podcast and then moving into the other pieces of content, and why Instagram might be keeping you visible, but it's not getting you hired. Welcome to Podcast First Marketing, the show for coaches, service providers, online entrepreneurs who want clients. You don't just want to be continuously creating content. I am Allison Nitsch. I am a podcast launch strategist. I have been a podcast manager. I'm a done-for-you service provider for anything helping you with your podcast. I have been in this online space since 2022 as a podcast manager. I was a teacher prior to this. This is not my first podcast, in all honesty. I had a podcast before this. I will probably get into my story a little bit more as I go. I kind of like to say I had a midlife crisis at the end of 2024, beginning of 2025, but you know, we have those and life goes on and here we are. I want this podcast to basically help you realize that content doesn't have to be hard. I am someone who thinks content is hard. I'll be honest with you. I hate coming up with new content. I went 6 months without a podcast and I struggled. And it all kind of led me back to the fact how powerful podcasting can be. And the reason for that is because I have listened to so many people who not only just speak to me on a deeper level, but they've changed some things in me. My entire business started from a podcast. I will forever say a podcast changed my life, and that podcast led to other podcasts, and it led me to my business as a podcast manager, and it has just continued to thrive. And I want nothing more than to help women use their voice to help other women. And by that, you're gaining clients because you will be helping them in whatever service niche, whatever you provide to that client. So you may be pouring all of your energy into content. You might be posting every day. You might be doing all the things that people tell you to do on Instagram, but it's still not getting you consistent clients. And I know this because this was me. I'm posting and I'm doing all the things and I'm trying to come up with all of this different content. And I don't know. This episode, quite frankly, this entire podcast will be for you if this is something that you feel. Now, I am going to start by saying that I am not against social media. I am not going to be one of those start a podcast to get off of social media. No, I still like it. I just hate starting with it. I hate sitting down trying to come up with an Instagram post and nothing happening. And I have seen time and time again where I have seen an Instagram post with the exact same content that I heard on a podcast. And had I not heard the podcast episode first, that reel or carousel, whatever it might be, probably would have meant not nothing, but very little. I wouldn't have grasped the content because as I get into this episode and this whole entire podcast, I'm going to talk about the power of being able to speak what you want to say and using your voice in order to go deeper with those, with the potential clients that could hire you because they get more from you when you use your voice. So I want to start this first episode by just rethinking visibility altogether. And I want to share with you why, in my opinion, this isn't for everybody, but why Instagram is not the visibility strategy you think it is. Now, I know we see so many Instagram strategists, gurus telling you how you can get followers and how you can go viral. And I fell for it. At the beginning of this year, I posted, I think, one reel every single day for about 45 days. I didn't want to go viral, but I was looking for followers. And then I stopped and I thought, but when they think about my business, what does that really mean? Did I want more followers? Well, I mean, sure, that would be nice because I could be speaking to more people, but are they the right followers? Am I saying the right things that will get them to follow me for what I want them to follow me for? And that is so hard, especially when you go viral. I actually have a friend I know. We were in a group coaching group together. We had about at the time about the same follower count. We were both like, how do we find more followers? And she had a reel go viral at Christmas time and it stressed her out. I think she went from 400 followers to, this is 6 months later, she's now in the like 6,000 range. And although her business is thriving, it stressed her out because at first she was like, well, now what do I do? And what do I post? And she just had to keep going with it. She's in a product business, so it works for her. But if you are a service provider, a coach, just any type of online entrepreneur looking for clients, doesn't necessarily have to be done for you work, but you need clients to sustain your business. Although it would be nice to have followers to get more eyes on us, we need the right followers. And having a post on Instagram may or may not get you the right follower. Now, the reason I think that you should have Instagram is because it's basically like a business card and a place for them to go and see what you look like. Because as we all know, you can't see the person on the podcast. Of course, I do tell all my clients, we want your face on the cover art, but I don't want you to think that you have to go and create new content for every single post. I'm going to teach you in this whole podcast series, the podcast first marketing strategy. And I hope that you stick around to learn more. But this idea of Instagram not being the visibility strategy you need might challenge what you've been told. And it might also explain why you keep posting and doing what you've been told and you just continuously feel stuck. Again, I know I was there. I can't remember if I said this before, but I had another podcast prior to this. It was called Make Podcasting Simple. I stopped it in December of last year. I had just shy of 70 episodes. I think it was 67 or 68. Can't remember exactly. I'm not going to go into too much detail and bore you as to why, but I do know that people will wonder why I stopped my podcast. I kind of joke that I went through a midlife crisis. Maybe it's not technically a midlife crisis. I am in my upper 40s, but looking back at it, I went through a lot. I was doing amazing at the beginning of 2024 in my business. I had tons of clients. I was also looking for a way to scale my business and really support my clients in a way that I wasn't able to by myself. And so I really was looking for coaching and trying to find a way to basically not only help my business, but help my clients. And in this time, I found out my dad had cancer. And so I started to have to travel about 3 hours each way to go be there for my parents. And I knew my dad was taken care of with, you know, the doctors and things like that. So I was really mainly supporting my mom. And during this time, I just took my laptop and my headphones and my mic and I traveled and I just worked from their kitchen table and it was amazing. And the more I started thinking about it, I was like, how amazing is this that I am able to run my business not at home and I can help my parents and I can be there. And it was so, it was just great. And I still had my podcast going, but I was doing it in a different way. I was pretty much just posting content, just to post content. I wasn't making my podcast the strategy of my business. I was definitely not doing podcast first marketing. I was repurposing my podcast episodes, but I was doing it a lot differently. And come the end of the year, beginning of January, I lost my dad in December, and I just started thinking, I want something different. I had lost a few clients who wanted to take a break and I wasn't marketing heavily. And I just thought, this is it. This is my time to just change. And of course, all of these, I mean, once you get in the algorithm, you get in the algorithm. And I was seeing all of this digital products and do this and do that. And I was like, I want to start a course in teaching people how to become a business owner because it was so amazing that I could do that for my parents. But it didn't light me up. Something wasn't there. And although I kept going with it for a few months, because I was like, I can't just stop, I changed. I was like, this isn't what I want. It's something just felt like almost empty to me. And I didn't want that to be the reason that I don't know. It's so hard to explain. And I don't want this story to go on forever and ever and ever. But just know that I went through a phase where I thought I needed to change everything. And I was like, I've got to figure this out. I've got to go back to what worked. I want podcast clients again. I want to figure this out, but I needed to do it differently. And I started listening to all these different podcasts again, and I was just amazed at how much I was able to gain from listening to a podcast. And I actually found a coach through a podcast who is what I was looking for to rebuild my business back from the ground up. And it made me really think how powerful a podcast was, because I found her through her podcast. And then that led me to her Instagram. Had I found her Instagram first, no offense to her, but I don't know if I would have hired her. It was through her podcast and these episodes that I could binge, because there was more than one, clearly. I could go through, I learned how she coached, I learned what she taught. I learned how, you know, just the way she talks, and you get the personality. And it just made me realize what you can do for your business if you have a podcast. And then it got me thinking of all of the coaches I've hired in the past. Every single one of them had a podcast. And I stopped and I thought, I was like, would I have hired them without a podcast? I don't know. And I'm not here to say that I will never hire someone unless they have a podcast. But right now, that's the first thing I go look is, do they have a podcast? Can I learn more of what they teach? Because I can read the reel, I can read the carousel, I can hear how they talk in stories. But if I'm not on Instagram every day, I'm going to miss their stories. And if they had an amazing sale, or if they had an amazing, not sale, but like a sales pitch, if they had whatever it is and I'm not there to see it, it's gone. Instagram stories specifically, because you will hear like selling your stories. You nurture them, you do whatever in the feed. And I know there's so many different opinions on this, but you sell in the stories. If you're going to rely on that, you are missing out on so many good clients, because they are not watching you 24/7. They aren't. They take breaks, they go on vacations. And unless you are willing to post the same stuff over and over and over and over, which I know people teach you to do, first of all, you're going to burn yourself out. But the way I teach is, you have a podcast and you speak into the mic and you record it, and it stays evergreen. It never goes away. All of this brought me back to podcasting, and it just helps me see that you have these, I don't know, there's just a library of content waiting for someone to binge it. And the reason I say that is because that's what I did with this coach. I went back to her episodes from 2021 and I was like, she's talking to me. I hadn't even started my business then, but that just goes to show you that there is so much you can learn from somebody, and it is there on your phone whenever you want to hear it, and you can listen to episode after episode. And I want you to have that ability to do that for your potential clients. I don't want you to assume that they're constantly on their phone looking at your content, because I'm sorry, but the last thing I want to do before I go to bed is just get on my phone to learn something from somebody. I'm there to mostly be nosy, to see what people are up to decompress, to watch funny reels and things like that. People have jobs, they work, they have businesses, they're moms, they're parents, they cannot just sit there with their phone in their face watching what you're doing. But what they can do is have an earbud in their ear on the drive, wherever they're going, while they're doing dishes, while they're doing their laundry, while they're even watching their kids play in the backyard. It's just so much more versatile. And I have just probably gone way too long on this topic, but I just want to tell you that this is the power of podcasting. So the whole goal of this is to talk about podcast first marketing and just how all the things. Let me get back on track here, because I just went on a long tangent. But we've basically been conditioned to think that the more content you put out there, the more visible you get, the more clients you will get. And you know what? For some people, that does work. I am not here to tell you that you cannot be successful on Instagram and that you cannot get clients on Instagram. So please do not think that is what I am saying. What I am saying is that the majority of people, not all, but the majority, do not just pick up their phones to say, ooh, I need to find a coach today, or I need to find a social media manager, and they just start scrolling to find to hire somebody. That's not going to happen. It takes a lot of content to be able to do that. And I'm specifically kind of talking about Instagram here, because the way it works is you have to build trust with your potential clients. The only way to build trust is for them to see you so many times to learn from you. Think about how much content that takes. I just posted something on Instagram not too long ago that says something about, I think it takes 30, well, depending on the length of the reel, it takes 30 to sometimes 70 reels to equal what a 15-minute podcast episode takes. That's a lot. It takes me forever to create a reel. I would rather spend an hour of time recording a podcast episode than creating a reel, because that reel is going to disappear. That podcast episode lives on, and you could keep sharing that episode as many times as you want. So Like I said earlier, this is not going to be for everyone. So if you've made a ton of sales on Instagram, that is amazing. Keep doing what you are doing. I have a coach that teaches messaging for Instagram. Clearly, she needs to be on Instagram, but her message is amazing. And I want her to bring her podcast back, and maybe one day she will. But what I want you to ask yourself is, how long is all the content you are doing taking you? And then on the other hand, if you're constantly posting reels and you're writing long captions and you're hopping into stories, but it doesn't feel like it's moving the needle, that's the nature of social media. It's designed to keep people watching, but not necessarily wanting to take you off the platform. So what do they want you to do? They want you to just keep creating more in hopes that more people will see you. So you're like, okay, I create this reel. Well, it's not doing very much. Let's create another one. And then let's create another one. And no, you don't have to post every day. Even one of my favorite, I'll be honest, one of my favorite social media strategists, whatever she is Shannon McKinstry. And she will teach you, you don't need to post every day. But her job is teaching social media. Therefore, she's doing very well. And not to say that people that don't teach social media don't do well. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying to you is, it's trying to keep you on there, which means you have to keep showing up. And that's exhausting, especially for someone like me. I love creating content sometimes for Instagram, but I kind of want to do it when I feel like it. And what is the thing? I think it's like now only 2% of your following actually sees your content. And those are the people that choose to follow you. I feel like I'm shown more ads or like suggested for you people, which I know you can go in your settings and turn that off. I need to do that. But what I think of is when it comes to Instagram, it's like the top of the funnel. It's like they see you, it brings awareness, but I know people will say you nurture them with your content and you do this, but I'm sorry, that's where most people stop and they don't go further with that. If you want clients, if you want them to basically trust you faster and learn from you faster, you need a platform that carries people through your funnel, not just one that keeps them, if you are one of these people, actually, I do this sometimes, but if you find somebody and you go and you binge their Instagram reels, like it still takes a ton of time for you to learn more from them. So all this to say, that if you're trying to just be on Instagram to gain more followers do not equal more clients. And if they do get you more followers, your content, it doesn't mean you're getting qualified leads. I've had clients who have high ticket converting clients from like, they have less than 2,000 followers. And then people in the 20,000 range who are struggling to find clients. Because their audience doesn't trust them. They have an amazing product and an amazing service, but trust doesn't come from scrolling through it. It comes from time. And so, yes, Instagram can get you clients and the different context you put in there, it gives you time. But what if all of that content and the context you want to say comes from your voice? I am just such a firm believer that if you have long form content that builds trust, and what better way than to say what you want your audience to hear? People interpret things so many different ways. How many times have you chosen to call a friend or call your family member or even say, let me meet you for lunch because this is too much to text? It's just so much easier to call them or talk to them in person than to text it. That's how I kind of compare Instagram to podcasting. And this could go for YouTube too. I'm not against YouTube at all. I actually tried it for 6 weeks. Don't go try to find it because I privated all those videos. It was for my service I thought I was going to do and it's not. So I don't even want them up because I don't want to offer that. But during this time, I realized that podcasting was just so much easier. I could just turn on the mic and talk. I didn't have to worry about what I look like. I'm actually sitting here with a shirt with mud on it because my dog got in the pool and then went and dug a hole and then jumped on me. So there you go. But the other thing is that people can listen to podcasts on the go. And like when I'm watching, I love YouTube, but when I'm doing it, I have to have the screen in front of me and I'm weird. I cannot multitask while watching a YouTube video. So when I was really getting into YouTube and thinking, I'm going to switch from podcasting to YouTube. Yes, I'm telling you, I went through a midlife crisis. I would have be doing the dishes and I would have the YouTube up and I'd kind of be listening, but I'd be needing to look at what they were showing and I just couldn't do it. So I'd have to pause it and wait and go watch it later. And it was enough. But YouTube's amazing. I'm not going to say it's not. You have to know, you have to be camera ready with the lighting. You have to know how to edit, create the thumbnails and get the good click-through rates. I learned a lot about podcasting. I already knew about podcast. I learned a lot about YouTube and it's all about the thumbnail and the title. Like the content comes after that. And I'm like, but I want to focus on what I have to say. And that doesn't mean I'm not going to ever try YouTube again. Who knows? By the time you find this episode, I might be on YouTube. There's no telling. What I'm just saying is I prefer to just sit behind the mic and talk to you. So here I am. Podcasting just gets people, they can binge your episodes. They hear your story. They understand your approach. I mean, that binging behavior builds that trust and it does it fast. So like I said before, I binged a podcast on a 3-hour drive. I got in maybe 6-7 episodes because depending on the length of the episodes. And by the time I made it to my mom's house, I knew I wanted to work with that person. Podcasting has the ability to do that. I couldn't have done that driving, watching YouTube. I could have listened, yes, but YouTube is visual. Podcasting it's meant to be having a conversation. So you have the ability to do that with a podcast, to share your knowledge and how you coach or teach or how someone can work with you. That's what it's like. I can't figure out from one reel what a person is going to be like. Their content may be really convincing, but I don't know how they teach. I don't know how they coach. I don't really know their personality. Plus, I kind of need to hear them and get to know them before I want to work with them. And I could do that if I'm watching their stories, but if I'm missing their stories, that's not going to help me. And I'm not talking about their life and how they live, just basically how they think and speak and their thought processes and, things like that. What are they going to do for me? And the way I teach my clients is when you have a podcast, you can create a little funnel within your podcast. And so I teach them to come up with a series. This is something new that I'm working on, but I want to teach that you can take your listeners through a sales funnel without even knowing it. And with a podcast, you do that because someone can listen to those 4 episodes while driving, while walking their dog. And by the time they've done that, they're DMing you. And they're already sold. This is what I did. I DM'd there and I was like, I just listened to your podcast and I'm pretty sure you're who I need because you were talking to me. She didn't know me, but she was talking to me. So will this happen every single time? I mean, there are no guarantees. It's all in the content you give, but the goal is for it to work. But if someone comes across your podcast and you already have, let's say 10, 15, 20, 30 episodes to listen to, oh my goodness. Think of how much they are going to get to know about you just from listening to those. I mean, it could take months or even years for that to happen on Instagram. And who really goes back and binges someone's content I did it, but I didn't hire them, but you can do that. But all I'm saying is that with a podcast, you get to go so much more deeper. And I think I said this before, but if I'm looking for a coach or a specific provider, most times I'm going to go look to see if they have a podcast because I want to know, I just want to know how they teach. And maybe that's just me, but I don't know how many times I've found somebody and I go to their Instagram post and they don't have stories posted because they expired. But maybe 3 or 4 days ago, they had some amazing content that would have swayed me one way or the other. And that's kind of what frustrates me about posting is because I'm like, I don't want to have to just keep doing it over and over. And some people love doing it over and over. And that is amazing. But that's not me. And if it's not you, I'm here for you. So with this podcast first marketing, here's the few more reasons why I want to say that this is, I'm not going to say it's the best path because it's not necessarily for everyone, but it is the better path for those of you who don't prefer to have this social media first. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you know what I'm saying. I hope you do. Anyway, but you want to get off that content hamster wheel and you just want to be able to talk. I don't necessarily want you to switch from social media to a podcast. That's not what I'm saying. I haven't done that. But what I do want you to do is make your podcast the first priority. Then all of the rest of that content can come from your podcast. And I will talk about this a lot in upcoming podcast episodes. But what if your content worked for you even when you weren't online and you're not posting for a couple weeks? Even when you haven't posted for a couple of months? I think I went like almost 2 months without a single post. I posted a few stories here and there. But podcasting's evergreen and it's searchable. I teach my clients how to quickly turn that episode into a blog post so that it shows up in Google, how you can turn that podcast episode into social media content, emails, all of the things. I don't want you to be doing more. This is not about adding something else to your to-do list. Okay, well, it kind of is, but it's basically just rearranging your time. It's just a different way of doing content, one that will last, and I'm going to say this until I'm blue in the face, it will convert faster, even though it is a long game, I promise. When you have a podcast and you do it the way I teach, it will become your hub of all marketing. It's the trust builder. It's your basically your pre-seller. And what I mean by that is you record a 15-minute episode. You take that episode, you throw it into ChatGPT. My clients get a custom GPT that is trained to do this in the most SEO optimized way. And then if you get a blog and other content and if you want other content to post on social media, that way you have this long form content with a podcast and a blog, plus you can also have content on social media. All these pieces, but it came from you sitting down and talking into a mic for 15 minutes. You didn't have to sit down and think of 5 different Instagram posts that you wanted to create and then turn those into a blog and then an email. No, you already have all of it. Podcast first marketing means you talk into the mic and it's just like seeping out into all these different pieces of content and it just makes things so much faster. This is what I missed when I didn't have my podcast for 6 months. Actually, it's 7 months by now, but that's okay. And I was just trying to come up with all of this content on my own and it burned me out. And then I didn't want to be on podcast. I didn't want to be on social media at all. So no, Instagram isn't the wrong strategy. It's just not the whole strategy. I don't want you to think that if you are trying to find clients, you have to constantly be posting because there is an easier way. And I actually think you should still be on Instagram. At least have a 3, 6, or 9 grid. Have something for people to look at when they do try to find you because podcasting is a one-way conversation. I'm talking to you, but I can't hear you talk back to me. So I do like having Instagram so that people can reach out to me when they want to. So that's why I just think you should kind of have both. So my thing is podcasting is first. That leads to a blog, an email, and social media. That's kind of my thing right there. I don't want social media to be what you rely on because you never know where it's going to be. You don't know who's going to get to see it. Like we said before, even if they follow you, they might not see it. And they would have to go search for you to find it. And I mean, who searches for everybody they want to follow every single time? No, we follow hundreds and thousands of people at a time. We're not going to go searching their feed just to see if they posted something new, unless it pops into our head and we're really nosy. But there you go. So I don't want this episode to get too much longer, but I have so many more episodes coming. This is just the first one. And there's 3 more that you can go binge today if this is the first week this is out. So keep listening to me. If you are thinking, okay, I think I might need a podcast, or if you've already been thinking that, I want you to grab my free private podcast audio training. It's called Are You Ready for a Podcast? And it walks you through the first 5 steps into knowing if you are ready. And it's actually what my clients go through during my pre-work phase of my launch process. So you get everything that I do when I walk through these with my clients. I'm going to put the link below, but it's allisonnitch.com/private podcast. And there's a little dash between private and podcast, but the link's below. And listen to it. It's 7 short episodes that ask you lots of questions to get your brain thinking, could this work for me? But please stick around in the next few episodes. We are going to be digging so much deeper into why long-form content It outperforms short form content. I know there are people who disagree with me, but when it comes to trusting somebody, long form content is going to be the winner. So please make sure you're following this show. I'm so excited you're here. I am so excited to be behind the mic again, and I will see you in the next episode.